This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and we're going to go listen to Clayton Morris. He has something that terrified him to tell you about, so take her away.
Well, this story just keeps getting crazier and crazier. You better pay attention. Wake up, America, as to what is happening right now. The more we learn about it, the more troubling it is. The United States government working hand-in-hand with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to bring millions of illegal immigrants into the United States. If you don't think this is all planned, then you need to get your head examined. Nothing happens by coincidence. This is all part of a massive operation. J.J. Carroll is a 24-year veteran of the Customs and Border Protection. And what he's just uncovered as part of his new documentary called Treason is just astonishing. J.J. has been kind enough to send me dispatches of the documentary as they are filming this, and it's just jaw-dropping. Speaking with sources at these NGOs who don't want their face on camera, they don't want their voices on camera either. What they're telling JJ is just shocking. Listen.
It was Jewish Family Services, and then you had Jewish Family Services who also had these underlying NGOs under them, whether it be Lutheran Family Services, Catholic Family Services, you know, and then all these different family services, but they all have the same parent company.
So you would pay Jewish Family Services, and then they would pay the
all of the subcontractors, but they all have the same pay for the most part.
And JJ joins us now, fresh off of that latest trip. JJ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Clayton. I'm really excited about talking about this. Is the greatest crime that is going to be uncovered in the next several years is the partnership between NGOs and the federal government in the tune of tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, after this four-year term of Biden's over.
So you were just, you don't have to tell us the location because we don't want to give away any sources of who you spoke with, who obviously didn't want their face on camera. But you went into this, I think, with some ideas about how these NGOs were operating, right? These non-governmental organizations, there's thousands of them that are ferreting individuals across the border and then dispersing them across the United States, a lot of them with funding from the United States government. But when you set foot into these interviews, did it stun even you, or did you already know all of these things?
No, it did stun me. If I'm being completely honest, I had a very good idea of what was going on, what was transpiring. But when you talk to people that are inside those meetings, so the individual that I talked to was a DHS employee. He was the guy that cut the checks to the NGOs. And he's telling me, he's laying it out for me about what this looks like. He cut checks to Jewish Family Services, Catholic Charities, and a couple other. And I said, tell me about, just give me an example. And he goes, okay, Jewish Family Services, let me explain how this works. So Jewish Family Services, I said, tell me the amount, okay, before you get started. He said, $600 million. And I said, okay, was that 2 or 3 years contract? He goes, no, that was like 2, 3 to 6 months max. Wow. Max. And then he said, what was really stunning to me is this is where the money laundering scheme comes in. So he goes, you have Jewish Family Services at the top. He says they have 50, so let's just say 50 to 100 subcontractors underneath him. After I give them, he's telling me, after I cut that check for $600 million, then those smaller subcontractors that are responsible for food, clothing, housing, whatever that $600 million does not cover or did not cover enough, those subcontractors call us and say, we need $10 million here, we need $5 million here. And I say, well, do you vet it? He goes, no, we're in emergency mode. So we cut the checks immediately to him. Immediately. And he says, but this is where it gets crazy, JJ. He said, when I cut the checks to the subcontractors, I'm cutting the check to the same payee. I'm sending the same funds to Jewish Family Services, the same account. So you have Jewish Family Services getting $600 million, but you have 50 to 100 subcontractors that I'm paying, but I'm paying to the same bank account as Jewish Family Services. It's all a lie. It's just all a lie. And I said, okay, well, you cut $600 million check. Are you now tracking that to check? And he goes, listen, you have to understand, JJ, nobody's following the money. No one cares. He says, you have to understand the federal government created a chaotic situation on the border. You have millions of people coming to the border. The Border Patrol, DHS, CBP, FEMA, no one has the resources, manpower to move millions of people from the border into America. That's where the NGOs come in. The NGOs are the movement of people and goods into America. That is the evil partnership between the government and the NGOs.
Did he give you a sense, because we have a segment coming up here tonight, we're going to talk about the United Nations and their collaboration on all of this and bringing in military-aged men. Did he give you a sense of why most of these people that you've been seeing, of course, on camera are military-aged men between the ages of 25, 35 years old? I think people out there think this idea of this like replacement theory that just sounds like a conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. or the militarization of the United States, a sort of a United Nations army inside the United Nations, inside the United States and Europe to carry out mm-hmm. plans for lockdowns, whatever it is. You know, did he give you a sense of why they all seem to be the same 25 to 35 year olds and they're all men?
He did, as well as many other investigative journalists that I have contacts with and my sources. They all believe that this is a military-style invasion. Let me just tell you how this looks to us. When you attack a nation, you attack from multiple points of entry. You don't attack. This is not the Middle Ages where I'm attacking the moat and the drawbridge. I'm attacking multiple areas. So once you do that, you attack multiple areas, you make the inroads into America. Now, the United States government, who I believe is the enemy of our people, has already created the pathways, the highways, the routes for the invasion to go into middle America. So you don't invade a nation and just stay on our borders. You advance. You keep advancing. So when people are talking about the military age adult males that are pouring into our country, understand that they're anywhere from 50 to 70% of the total illegal population coming into America. We've been sold this lie that it's family units and babies and kids. Yes, there are that. But the single adult military age men are in the millions, tens of millions in America. You're looking at, you mentioned this perfectly. It's happening in Europe. Nothing happens in the world by happenstance. There's no willy-nilly, well, this is just how it's happened. It just happens that there's tens of millions of illegal middle military age adult men pouring into, from the southern hemisphere, pouring into the western nations of the world. It's not by happenstance. And when you, it's hard. I know it's hard to hear somebody say the federal government is doing this. And it's hard to say, it's hard to comprehend what the manifestation of this will be, but it will be devastation and destruction. And I always ask this question, Clayton, if you do not agree with my conclusion, if you do not agree with my analysis, then tell me why the federal government under Joe Biden has brought in 30 million illegal aliens into our country. And no one can answer that.
No, and I used to think it was just focused on the election. I don't anymore. I think it's much bigger than that. And I think you're seeing what you're doing, this amazing work, is starting to really pull back the strings on this, pull back the curtain on this, and uncover a massive plot that I don't even think we fully understand how big this is. When you talk about the thousands of NGOs that are operating and delivering these people around the country, can you talk about some of the mechanisms? Did your sources at the DHS and otherwise tell you, you know, how much money they're being given? What sort of tools and access these people are being given? Is there any sort of follow-up at all from the NGOs, from the Department of Homeland Security? Are they following up with monthly, weekly checks to make sure that they haven't killed somebody, they haven't raped somebody, they haven't, you know, gotten DUIs? What sort of things are they being given?
Okay, that's a great question. So I asked him that. I said, what does it look like? And he said, before I start to explain this, JJ, I want you to understand the federal government does not run the NGOs. The NGOs run our federal government. And I said, okay, well, explain that to me, clarify that. He said, you have to understand, we are in a chaotic emergency situation on the border. Tens of millions of people are crossing. Anywhere from 10 to 15,000 a day are still pouring across. The mechanism needed to move these people from the border into the interior is paramount. So the federal government does whatever the NGOs want and ask and demand for. He goes, we're buying with the NGOs are buying with our money, brand new buses, buying Mercedes-Benz vans, $150,000. They're paying nurses. One nurse we documented in one of the videos I sent you. One nurse made $20,000 a week. A week, not a month, a week. And that's one nurse. So the corruption. Okay, let me give you another example. I'll give you two examples. In San Diego, we filmed there just recently. Down in San Diego, just one hotel. Okay, this has been going on for almost 3 years, but just one hotel, there's many more. Let me just give you an example. Ramada Inn on Hotel Circle in San Diego. It's where everyone, Hotel Circle is where everybody goes to go to SeaWorld, the beaches in San Diego. So it could be anywhere from $300 to $500 a night at a Ramada Inn. They have walled off the Ramada Inn. Nobody can, no one from an average person can go in there and go, can I rent a room? It's all gated off. Fences with barbed wire and tarps with paid armed security, and the federal government is paying for every single room in Ramada Inn for almost 3 years now. They're getting 1,500 meals delivered a day at about $30 a meal. You just one hotel. Let's look at the Row Hotel in New York City. It's housing about 5,000 people. For one person to eat for a whole year, and there's illegal aliens that have been there for over a year. Just, this is staggering. To feed one person living in the Row Hotel is $36,000 a year. $36,000 a year. We're not even talking about hospital. We're not even talking about the nurses, the social working, the police presence that's there. Look, I'm going to Chicago in 2 days. I got a police report of hundreds, if not thousands, of call-outs to one shelter. Our police are going to the shelters for rapes, assaults, child molestation, drug dealing, pimping. People have no idea what's happening to our country, but the NGOs are facilitating all of it. Look, the NGOs are child sex traffickers as well. It's hard to, I'm a Catholic, Catholic Charities is involved. Jewish Family Services, Save the Children in Guatemala. Guatemalan Attorney General and their General Secretary just filed a lawsuit in Texas claiming that Joe Biden, they are funneling over $21 million to an organization called Save the Children. And guess who was on the board? The board of it, Jill Biden. And they're saying this NGO is child sex trafficking into the United States of America. Inside of Guatemala, and they are traveling and facilitating the transportation of child sex trafficking into Texas. Look, the media won't even touch it. And Joe Biden, look, things don't happen in a bubble. What did Joe Biden do in Ukraine? He went after that AG and got him fired. Guess what he's doing? He just called down there and had a presser and said to the Guatemalan president, I want those two people fired for corruption. There was no corruption last week
of course.
They filed a lawsuit against you and your wife.
Yeah, exactly. Until you start looking into the child sex trafficking that may involve Jill Biden. That's what Biden loves to do. He loves to call up Poroshenko, get that prosecutor fired. He's looking into my son. He's looking into Hunter Biden. Get that guy fired or you're not going to get billions of dollars. Guatemala, we're going to withhold aid to you. We're going to hold back the billions of dollars that we'll send to you. You better get these guys fired. You better not be looking into my wife.
It's frightening, Clayton. And the more that I go into, listen, when I go into this documentary, I feel like I'm an expert on this. But I know going in that I know I don't know certain things because I have to be inside the belly of the beast. The NGO angle that we're taking and we're getting deeper and deeper in. I'm not a frightened type of guy ever in my life. I'm telling you that it's frightening. When I came away for the last two or three jaunts or filming in certain areas across America and interviewing people, I honestly did not understand the size and scope of the machine on the south side and the north side. What Mayorkas has built through billions, hundreds of billions of dollars is staggering. When we get done Joe Biden's term in 4 years, this is just try to wrap your brain around how much power this is. In 4 years, Joe Biden will have spent conservatively on the bottom end $700 billion on illegal aliens. Everyone believes the number has now surpassed $1 trillion in 4 years. And we're conservatively saying $1 trillion. And look, American, I'm going to people, Chicago. I'm yeah.
American people are suffering. You know, it tens of thousands of people being laid off now, thanks to skyrocketing inflation, these new minimum wage laws, which we just covered on the show. I mean, driving people out of work because these companies can't afford them, and they're being replaced by automation. They're being replaced by, I mean, you have the mayor of New York City this afternoon talking about, you know, we don't have enough lifeguards in New York City. So why do we not? And he said it flat out. We have all of these illegal aliens here that can swim really well. Why don't we hire them as lifeguards? So, I mean,
do you even know how racist that is?
Right.
To say, well, because they swam, he could have just, because they swam across the Rio Grande, they right. should be lifeguards. The guy is mentally below the par. But look, what we're seeing is a military style invasion into America. It is being purposely done. And you mentioned briefly the replacement theory. Let's just lay the cards out. CIS.org just came out yesterday. Stephen Miller, who was a top advisor for Trump, pushed it out. Conservatively, almost 52 million people living in the United States of America today are foreign nationals. That is 15% of our population is inside our walls, have no loyalty to America. There is absolute agreement through Congress, they don't even hide it anymore, that there's 45 million illegal aliens in our country. 45 million. It doesn't end well on any level.
Well, as Biden said, an unending flood of immigration into the United States. That's what he will call for. That's what he's gotten. And J.J. Carroll is just starting to pull back the layers of this disgusting onion as he dives deeper into this. And we appreciate, J.J., you joining us here as this documentary unfolds. And, of course, be safe in Chicago. You're heading into the belly of the beast there right now. Ground zero for the illegal immigration disaster in the United States. So he'll have updates on us. Hopefully you'll be able to bring us some updates on that when you get back from Chicago. J.J., as always, thank you so much for joining us here. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Alrighty, we are back. And illegal aliens and your registrations, how to attack it and prevent this fraud before the 2024 election. The Fractal team is working with legislators and voter integrity teams in several states to find illegal alien voter nests and eradicate them. I don't think you'll find many of those in the blue states. The team's working. As the growing of the list, Fractal videos on Omega4American.com demonstrates finding illegal aliens is no different than identifying transients registered by NGOs, non-government organizations. Only the victims have been changed. Illegal aliens are currently gathered in the same way college students, homeless people, transients, and rehab patients were gathered by the NGOs for decades. Relationary technology, as we show on our Georgia, Minnesota, Mississippi, Texas, and other videos on the Omega4American.com, is blind to these transients accumulating at these addresses for over 20 years. Well, that's basically what he was just telling us about, huh?
Well, Pastor, you and I for years have warned about these NGOs. In fact, way back when we were talking about the Progressive Caucus in Congress, several of the original signing organizations were NGOs like Catholic Charities, signed on, and on the Democratic Socialists of America's website, you know, we are proudly socialist, there was Catholic Charities right there. And a lot of these groups we've been talking about for 20, 30 years, these NGOs being socialist, being anti our constitutional republic, and how corrupt they are. In fact, we were several months ago talking about how the NGOs were down in South America. They are with these people all the way as they travel up to the border with food and clothing and helping them get through places, teaching them how to apply for asylum. And we were even saying one of the things they said, when you go to register, like for Medicaid, make sure you, you know, apply to vote, you know, things like this. So we've been on this for a long, long time, and it's really nice to hear how validated, but I don't think even you and I realized how horribly big this thing, as you, like they said, as you peel back the onion, instead of getting smaller, this onion grows and grows and grows. This monster has been like a snowball rolling downhill. It's getting awfully big, and if we don't get Trump in and put a halt to it, I'm afraid this nation is over and done with as a free nation.
I know. We're running out of time, too. I think we're going to have one hot summer. You're going to have the gangs. This is Obama's civilian army he was referring to. They're going to be a distraction while the troops, I think they're probably going to do the UN troops and the others, pretend like they're working here to help with our military. To try to get the gangs and things under control, but we know that's not the case. But anyhow.
Well, here's that, to back that up, headlines out of Fox News. Most ruthless Mexican cartels operate in all 50 U.S. states, bringing turf wars to the U.S., according to the DEA. And these two big drugs, the Sinaloa and the Jalisco, have flooded all our cities with the meth and fentanyl and violence, and they are pretty much controlling everything. And as you read through this thing, they dictate the flow of almost all illegal drugs into the United States. And as you look at this, you know, transferring weapons, people, drugs, and now they control almost all the drug traffic in 50 states in America. This is like a private army destroying the country from within, and I wonder whose side they're going to be on.
Well, they were the ones that threw that thing there in Maricopa County and put Hobbs in there. You know, the everybody was getting paid by the drug cartels down there.
Yeah, and so we've got that. If they start working with those NGOs and the United Nations, I don't know whose side they're going to be on, to be honest. They like power, money, and control themselves, so I can see there could be a big battle over who's going to actually control our cities.
Well, go ahead. You got an article there, Aaron.
This is News with News, authored by Debbie Kidd. There is great hope President-elect Donald Trump, who was absolutely cheated for a second term, will win this November. Carrie Lake won the governor's race, not Katie Hobbs.
That's true.
Dominion admitted their software was defective 3 days after the November 2020 election.
We were telling people that those Dominion machines were hijacked and were used to distort the figures, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Arizona was heavily involved in exposing the truth about the big steal, quoting Lyle from his email March 14, 2024. For the past 3.5 years, more concerns, evidence, witnesses, and discoveries have shown a well-planned and executed process to interfere with the election of November 7, 2020, then again in the 2022 election, at least within Arizona. Almost the entire legal system either denied such, would not hear such, or would not rule on such, even after compelling evidence and testimony were presented. People directly involved lost jobs, income, and positions in their community, fighting the good fight to restore election integrity and security. Many elected officials could not be bothered to tackle such controversy and conspiracy-minded stuff. The cost to those who continue to fight the good fight for election integrity has been quite real, quite heavy, emotionally as well as financially. To this day, I periodically meet someone who doesn't hesitate to tell me it was all a conspiracy and political theater. As running mates, Mark Fincham and Carrie Lake filed in U.S. District Court, Arizona, an action requesting a temporary restraining order alleging such egregious acts and violations of integrity in the electoral process. Today, a writ of certiorari cause to reexamine is being submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court, given the copious and prodigious amounts of evidence not allowed into lower courts have now become painfully evident that such should have occurred. The gravity of the evidence from 2020 and continuing to present is alarming and quite sobering. Then I received the 19-page report below dated March 19, 2023, where Dominion admitted their voting software was defective, had design flaws, and serious bugs. Let us pray that the U.S. Supreme Court accepts the petition to re-examine. People are held accountable and face consequences, and our electoral process takes a giant step forward toward returning to a transparent, secure, and integrity restored, so we all can trust again. The link below takes you to the 19-page Dominion report and confession. Dominion admitted their software was defective 3 days after the November 2020 election through March 13th. Dominion Voting Systems knew its software was compromised and covered it up until Friday. That was when emails between Dominion employees disclosed the cover-up. The emails are now evidence in the Michigan court case. Dominion employees admit...
Oh, I was just going to say, we reported that one world-renowned expert on computers went and looked at the Dominion machines, and he proved he sat there in a court of law with a ballpoint pen and a computer.
And did it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Showed how to totally change the... reverse the... machines count and everything else. So that we reported on that. It was what, about 5-6 months ago?
Right. And remember, that was after Dominion sued Fox News
right
for reporting on that story. And
and
they
Fox
won.
Caved and paid them and paid off the lawsuit. And then this guy shows, no, Fox News is correct all the time.
So besides the massive fraud from voting machines and scanners, the big steal was made possible by fake Americans counting votes. I say fake because true Americans should believe our elections must be fair and honest, even if our candidate of choice legitimately loses. 2020 and 2022 exposed our election system as two of the most corrupt, dishonest election events in our history. Who knows what's going to happen between now and the DNC convention? Should Joe step aside for the good of the country? Who knows which Marxist marionette will be the new standard bearer?
I know. I've got it right here. Wayne Root has it. And we're coming up to a break. And so that thing, hang in there. We'll be back right after this with more. Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in? Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living.
eternal life. Sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All right, to answer that question that you had, Aaron, you said, who was it going to be? They wanted to, well, according to Wayne Rude, get ready for Michelle Obama. That's right. Remember, we've been telling you that I think it's their convention. Is that in August for the Democrats? I think it is. Okay. When they decide, they choose their president when they have
their candidate, yeah.
Yeah, their candidate. So,
Joe, do you know when that DNC is?
I think
it's the first part of August. I think Ernie's right.
And what city?
Oh,
Chicago.
God, I forgot.
I think it's Chicago.
That's right. Yep.
That's right, Chicago. Oh, boy, that'll be interesting this year for Chicago. Anyhow, according to him, he says the signs are everywhere. First, it's clear now that Trump cannot be beaten by an old, feeble, feckless, decrepit man with dementia and diapers. Just this weekend, Joe Biden spoke proudly of his response to the COVID pandemic while he was vice president. And Biden said President Obama had sent him to Detroit to fix it. Well, I'm afraid that that was long before the COVID pandemic spread, but someone has lost their mind. The COVID pandemic happened in 2020. Actually, it was 2019, if I remember right. Biden was the last VP in 2016. He wasn't even sent anywhere by Obama. He never had anything to do with fixing
He's gone. His dementia has gone over the top.
Well, people need.
I hear a lot of people saying that that's why they let him agree to debate with Trump, because if he gets out there and fails miserably, then they're going to have to replace him. But that's speculation. Who knows?
Well, that's what he's doing. He's speculating. He says now to the convention, I'm betting Michelle Obama is the choice, which is why. Well, that's been the chatter out there for a long time, that she's waiting in the rings to be Obama's third term.
She keeps saying she wants nothing to do with politics, doesn't want to be in politics, doesn't want to run, all that. I don't know. So,
they always do the opposite of what they say.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. They always say the opposite of what they really intend.
Alrighty. He says, I feel like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. Just when I thought I was out of the pull me back, and believe me, I tried to get away from politics. That's Barack's deal. I've never liked politics. Everyone knows that I have a great life, but I don't need politics. That's what she's been saying, but remember, they always say the opposite of what they say. All right, we're going to open the phone lines now and take a couple calls. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. All righty, who do we have there? Okay, hello. We have Kevin.
Hello,
Kevin.
Sorry.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, there's a couple things I want to bring up real quick. As a public servant for myself and for other people I help, I'm looking for a civil law tort attorney that he or she can contact me. Let me give you my telephone number so that way they can call me. My telephone
Alrighty.
Number is...
Go ahead.
What's that, Pastor?
Go ahead. Give us your number.
It's area code 440, telephone number 455-1950. I'll repeat that one more time. Area code 440, telephone number 455-1950. So
all right.
The second thing I want to mention that I'm looking for Chip Roehner. You remember Chip, don't you?
Pastor? Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard from Chip in quite a while. So, Chip, I know that he listened to the program. If you're listening to the program, would you call Kevin at 440-455-1950?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Ernie. By the way, right. You're right on when it comes up to the things that are going on. And, yes, Michelle Obama is going to run. And as I said, I've heard all the rumors and stuff like that. I subscribe to various online services that are pro-Trump and got pro-family.
Well, you know, I think the country's had enough. And of course, they're not going to see. There's an idea out there that that the entire country's in love with Michelle Obama. And the left are in a world all of their own. That's the Hollywood, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Hollywood
mindset.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're in a world all by themselves out there. But
all right. Thank you, Pastor, for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. It's going to be an interesting day, an interesting summer, I'm telling you. We need to be prepared, but we do know that the Lord is on the throne. And he's in complete control. And what's happened to so many other nations in this world that have forgotten their God. And that's what happens.
Isn't that the truth?
That's exactly what the Scripture says.
The nation must repent.
In fact, you know what?
But then again, Pastor, how many people support the woke, percentage-wise, do you think?
It doesn't matter how many.
It does matter. Our sin is of omission.
Yeah.
Well, we fail to stop these reprobates from getting into power.
Oh,
that's the problem.
See, yeah, it's again,
so we got to
take
back the country.
You do.
Local, state, federal.
You do, but you see, again, those ignorance and apathy is what got us here. Ignorance and apathy. And then let me give you an example. Today, women are going out there in the woods. They're paying thousands of dollars to go out in a group in the woods and scream. Now, they go out and they scream because they're angry. They're angry at men for not listening to them. They're angry that they don't get their way about things that they think they should. So they pay with this organization thousands of dollars. They get to go out in the woods together, a bunch of women, and they scream and they beat the ground and they scream.
I've not ever heard of this.
Yeah, well,
I've not ever heard it in real life either. So that goes back to what percentage of women are doing.
I just watched it on the news tonight. They're filming it. It's becoming, these, for the most part, are college-educated or college-indoctrinated women. They're
snowflakes.
They're right there. You know,
they're snowflakes.
Brainwashed, you know.
The safe spaces, right?
Right.
What were they eating in those safe spaces?
Yeah, safe spaces.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, let's go to Zoe. Hey, Zoe, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. I cannot tell you how much the information that you put out is so, so appreciated. But it really stimulates a question that I have been asking myself for quite some time. And that is, if we choose, which I have, and many other people have too, to listen to conservative radio stations, what we are normally hearing is the regurgitation of exactly what is on the woke stations. The only difference is the woke is happy and the conservatives are not. But as far as new information, it really mainly comes from your program, which is wonderful. So I'm asking you, why isn't that information that you've taken so much time to extract, to share, why isn't it being spoken on the conservative shows?
It's for the most part, there's a lack of, you know, backbone, a lack of metal, you know, the lack of a spine. You know, those so-called conservative shows aren't really conservative, the vast majority of them out there. So, and even in so many of your so-called Christian programming, they don't bring you. See, we don't get paid for what we do. We're doing it because the cause is a righteous cause. We're a watchman on the wall. We're called. We're the Lord has told us to warn the wicked and the righteous, okay? And that's what we do here. And so it's because of the cause. The others aren't. They're, you know, again, so. But there are a growing number of more programs like ours, and that's a good. And that's good. Praise the Lord. I've been doing this for 50 years, and you wouldn't believe how they've tried to get me off the air in 50 years. And by God's grace, only by God's grace.
I can't believe that, Pastor Ernie, because you just lay it on the table. I mean, you're a man's man, and you give the facts, which is absolutely delicious. But most people, you know, like it says in the scriptures, they want their ears tickled. But your programs are so much appreciated. The input of Pastor Joe is wonderful. And also your young people that are speaking in with you on your program, because they're quicker, and you always say you have a senior moment. But it makes a good combination, and I just want to tell you thank you, and God bless you so much.
Well, thank you, and God bless you, Zoe. Thanks for being patient with us, okay?
Yeah. All right. Senior moments notwithstanding, right?
Amen.
Well, there's so much information to absorb.
It's hard
to keep track of everything. It's like a flood every day.
Right, but you see,
it is.
The main thing is you have to know how to deliver that too. Just like when I'm telling you, when we have lightning rounds, you don't want to tell people more than they want to know, and so many things. You know, you got to hit the high points out there, and that's what we try to do here. We like Joe said earlier, just hitting the headlines. When you have there, for example, go ahead, with Cohen.
This is
there.
Cohen, yep. So former prosecutor slams Michael Cohen testimony as abysmal, says verdict would be overturned. Former federal prosecutor David Sullivan on Monday slammed former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's testimony as abysmal. After Cohen admitted to lying under oath and stealing thousands of dollars from the Trump Organization, prosecutors in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial rested their case on Monday afternoon, turning the attention now to the defense team, who is introducing its witnesses and evidence. Cohen, who arranged and made the alleged hush money payment to former porn star Stormy Daniels, has now admitted under oath that he previously lied under oath, including to Congress, and stole from the Trump Organization, bringing up questions about his credibility.
Let me jump in, because hear what he's done now. He has made Trump the victim in this courtroom. The only crooks, the criminals, the real criminals, is the judge and the prosecutor and Cohen. They're the real, and now the jury is seeing this. They know that, first of all, there's no proof that Trump committed any crime. All kinds of proof that he's a victim of a crime. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and take Cliff. Cliff, you're the last call for tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
In the air.
Two things quick. One was, there was an article on LifeSiteNews.com Friday. It gave the name of a doctor from an oncologist from Japan. It's Fukushima, ironically, is his last name, but he's considered by some the most prominent oncologist in Japan, cancer doctor. He said there's a definite cause and effect link between the COVID shot and the cancers they're finding that are going right to fourth stage. He said it's essentially murder, these shots. But then he gave an example of a 28-year-old Japanese guy that took a second Pfizer shot, died, that day or the next morning. His wife found him dead. The medical examiner did an autopsy, and they said his heart was soft. They couldn't even pull it out. It was essentially disintegrated. And he said, you know, this is, if it was just this one person, it would be enough to call it murder.
No, you're right. Fauci and the Bill Gates and all of these others, they need to be charged with genocide.
Yeah. Now, the second thing I just wanted to get through quick. I re-listened to an episode going back like three months from the Sergeant Reports with a doctor that has, it's a woman doctor, Dr. Annie Mihocha. She has 600 articles in the last like 3 years on Substack. But she's talking more about the Moderna shots in particular. She said that the vials they intercepted are just heavy metals. There's no messenger RNA. It's just heavy metals. But she's I didn't catch this the first time I had listened to it. She's combining vitamin C, which she says binds with toxic metals, and something called EDTA. I didn't remember it at first, but I remember it with Ed, and then TA, I thought taxes or Tabitha or, you know, a woman's first name. So it's EDTA, and she says that with the stuff they're putting with the chemtrails and possibly in the water, everybody should get it. So I got it on Amazon. It's been around 50 years. It was $21. And they said everybody should be taking this as a precaution. But she said the combination of the EDTA and the it works with vitamin C. It cleaned out the blood of a lot of her patients. And,
I'm gonna. I got to move on because we're out of time. But it seems like there's a major industry nowadays of undoing the COVID kill shot. All right, very good. All right, how much time do I have there, Ken? Hey, Ken.
You got about 7 minutes.
All righty. It's that time again that we get to every time, every night at this time, with the most important part of the program, and I had the professor tell me that this is the part of the program he always turns off. And you know why he said that?
He's probably an unbeliever.
He said that religion, his faith is very, very personal. It's something that's too personal to share with others. Now listen to this. This guy professes to have read the Bible and understands the whole religious aspect. And then he says that, okay? And these are the people, unfortunately, we have teaching the students in our universities today.
And he must have read every third or fourth word or something when he read the Bible, because he sure didn't get the understanding at all.
And so this is an amazing thing. So, Aaron, tell the folks, we're going to give you a good opportunity. Tell the folks what they need to know about
salvation?
About salvation.
Well, first and foremost, the question is, why must one be saved? And you have to start with, because God is holy, righteous, and just, and he must judge sin. So because of Adam and Eve's fall in the Garden of Eden, every single human being is born with sin, with the sin nature. And the good news is that for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God just requires that we repent sincerely. And this is a one-time thing. This isn't every day or, well, as far as salvation goes. It's a one genuine repentant time to acknowledge you're a sinner and to call upon God and say, Lord, forgive me. And He will, and he does, and he will. I mean, that was the whole reason that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, was to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That every single person who genuinely and sincerely believes that he's God, he died for their sins, they will be saved. And then from that point forward, you continually repent, but not for your salvation's sake, but just because you love God and you're grateful and you want to obey him and follow.
Okay, now everything you just said is true. But there are people out there. How do we know? What's the evidence that everything you just said is true? I mean, there's
the flawless word of God.
Okay, so we have what, over 6,000 years of history, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 6,000 years of history, over 1,800 prophecies, which almost all have been completed already.
Mm-hmm.
And has that, is the history, is God hitting batting 100%?
Absolutely. For we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so now the evidence of that, the book that you just read out of there, were these men, would you say, giant intellectuals that put that the prophecies in Scripture? We take a look back. Did how many of these, did Peter or James or John go to college? Did they go to Harvard or Yale?
No, but they were yielded to the Lord,
okay,
to God the Father, and the whole God Himself wrote through these men with the Holy Spirit.
All right,
guiding their hand as they wrote and their mind.
So here we see these men who are extreme intellectuals, never went to school, okay, and the people in that day wondered, how did these guys? I mean, these were unlearned men, and the Bible tells you that it was the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And today, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass. 2,000 years ago, over 2,000, but my words will never pass away. So for over 2,000 years, what book is preached more than any other book in the world? The Word of God that you're reading right there.
And so,
here, folks, again, every one of you, like we always tell you out there, it's a matter of fact, you're all going to die. It's not if, but when. And here's the facts, sir. You can believe anything you want, okay, like a woke person. But the reality is, when you die, you don't go out of existence. You change real estate, and you're either going to go into heaven or hell. That's been decided. That's a reality. And you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to. If you end up in hell, it's because you denied the Word of God. God is so, when it comes to, He is so merciful. But here's what you do, very quickly. Got to tell you this. Pray to the Father, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. It's that simple. Pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of sins, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And they'll honor that commitment. And if you mean it and you do that, then you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You'll become a new creature, a born-again believer. You'll become an heir of the kingdom, folks, and you will be on a road to immortality. I mean, this is coming. God will always deliver, okay? He will always deliver. And again, God who cannot fail. So there you go. Now we come to that point where we come to every night where we talk about all of you, like Zoe out there. And we say, hey, Zoe, and all of you good folks out there, good night.
Good night.
And then we say, God bless and thanks
God
for your support.
God bless you all.
Amen. God bless.
And then we say, and always. Ready? We're coming up to that. Always. Let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.